Can I ask you about the Polish traces in a Beatles story? I know they are not important, but nevertheless very interesting. And I've heard from the book of Bill Hari about the influence of Zbigniew Cybulski, who was a famous Polish actor, right?
According to Bill, and he was there, Cybulski had an influence over Stuart Sutcliffe, and particularly his look. So in as much as Stuart was one of the Beatles and Stuart was part of what helped to shape their look, then I guess if Bill is right, then Cybulski had that indirect influence, along with others, to be honest.
And the black glasses, of course.
Yeah, and the black glasses as well. But also he was influenced by James Dean, the American actor who had been killed in a car crash, and by others too. But I think Stuart was intelligent and well-read. And I don't know that any of the other Beatles would have heard of Cybulski, but Stuart had. And so it's, thanks to Bill, we know that little bit of information.
There's another very interesting story about, I think it was the first day of filming Hard Day's Night, and it's a rather strange thing to know that Polish journalist came into the train with the Beatles to make an interview. I don't think there were many interviewers that day.
I'm not aware of any other. I mean, it was all done by arrangement. It was Radio Free Europe, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it was only really, I'd seen one or two pictures, but never actually connected them. It was about 10 years ago when I got access to a photo archive that I'd never seen before from the unit photographer of A Hard Day's Night. He was with them on the train and he shot lots of pictures that no one had ever seen. Yeah. And I realized that all four of them sat down with a couple of reporters from Radio Free Europe whose name badge was on the microphone and did interviews with them, and this could only have happened by their approval and by agreement with them, with Brian Epstein, and in particular with Walter Schenson, the producer, and Richard Lester, the director of the film. So everybody agreed that Radio Free Europe, these journalists from Poland, should come on the train and get proper interview time with each of the Beatles in turn, which they weren't doing for anybody else. And therefore, it must be viewed as a positive thing they were doing. They knew what they were doing, and they wanted to do it. They wanted to do Radio Free Europe because of what Radio Free Europe represented at that time, which was an attempt to liberate the minds and the culture of through music and through their personalities of what was going on behind in the old Soviet world, you know, the Iron Curtain countries as we knew them to be, and Poland was one of those. So it was very important that they did that. I don't know what impact those recordings had, but I do now have the recordings, I'm very, very pleased to say, and I will be quoting from them, and I will be mentioning that they did them as part of a deliberate thing to try and penetrate the Iron Curtain.
And in Montreal, we can hear John Lennon speak Polish just for a moment.
Yeah,
it's quite a nice story too.
I don't know much about that. It's during the bed-in, is it, in 1969? Yeah. Was the Polish said to him first, or did he know it already?
I think he didn't know it already.
Yeah. But the beautiful thing about the two bed-ins is that the John and Yoko did invite journalists and reporters from all over the world to be there. Yeah, total access. And John was interested to know where people came from. And if anybody asked him, will you say something in my language, he agreed and would say whatever it was in the language. So he was extremely cooperative. And would have been very pleased, I'm sure, being that it was an anti-war message, to possibly have his voice heard behind the Iron Curtain.
Thanks so much.
Okay, pleasure to do it. Thank you for asking me.